In many communities, there are late Megillah readings, either in the evening or in the morning. And the question is, are you allowed to eat before you hear the Megillah reading? So the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim, Siman Tov Resh Tzadi Beis Siv Dalet, states, Misha Hoya Anus Ksaz. Let's say someone is in a little bit of a difficult situation. Veni Yocho Leilech LeBeis HaKnesses V'Tzorch LaHantid Achar Shekor HaKahol. They have to wait to hear or to read the Megillah after the Tzibor has read it, so they're not going to be able to make it to the first minyan. Because Allah Vleshe Betainis Kol Kach, it's difficult for them to remain fasting. Yochol Yishma Kriyasa Mibod Yom Yiplag Min Cholamala. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can read the Megillah or hear the Megillah after Plag Mincha, as opposed to, let's say, eating after nightfall. Let's say Tanis Esther, right after Tanis Esther, eat a little bit after nightfall, and then hear the Megillah a little bit later. And the Ramah says explicitly, even if the fast is very difficult for you, we're not allowed to eat before you hear the reading of the Megillah. And this seems very strange. I would have argued that, let's say I have to go to late Megillah reading and I can't wait to eat, then let me finish my Tanis Esther, the fast, and at night I'll eat a little bit, and then I'll hear the Megillah a little bit later, and I'll have someone remind me to hear the Megillah. We do that, what's called a shomer, when it comes to, let's say, there's a halacha that we're supposed to daven marv at night, and we're not supposed to eat before we daven marv at night. But we clearly are allowed to, many poskim allow us to eat before we daven marv, as long as there's a shomer, as long as someone reminds us to daven marv after we eat. Or let's say we have a minyan kavua, we have a 10 p.m. marv minyan. And we daven this minyan every day. So here also, we're allowed to eat beforehand. But it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't provide this as an option of a shomer, to say that you should simply eat right after night, right after nightfall, and then wait for someone, and then have someone remind you to read the Megillah. The truth is, the Mishnah Berurah cites the Magen Avraham, who doesn't like this idea of reading the Megillah before, you know, after Plag Mincha, and because he cites that there are many opinions, like the Pri Chadash, the Vilna Gaon, who hold that if you read the Megillah before nightfall, you don't discharge your obligation. You're not yotzei the mitzvah of Megillah reading. And the Mishnah Berurah does point out that when the Ramah writes, it's also lechol kodem shishma kriyas haMegillah, you're not allowed to eat before reading the Megillah, you are allowed to do te'ima. Te'ima is permitted if there's a tzorach gadol, if there's a great need, the hainu cholok tzas, o misha mis'ana v'atanas kashalo, if someone's a little bit sick, or someone's fasting and the fasting is difficult for him, and the shir, the amount of te'ima, is kebeitza pas o mashkim kishir beitza. It's like the shear of either, let's say, fruit or drinks, or a size of an egg of bread, but not more. And the question really is, why is it that when it comes to Megillah reading, are we more strict than, let's say, davening marav normally? That why don't we say that just get a shomer and eat right away? Why is it only if there's a tzorach gadol, a great need, then you can eat at night? Or let's say you're going to late Megillah reading in the morning. Only if it's tzorach gadol, then you can eat in the morning. So then Halich al Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that based on, in Simon Yud Zayin, based on the Rokeach, the early Hasidim didn't taste anything before the observance of a mitzvah chaviva like lulav, and this is the basis to also be strict for Megillah, even with the Shomer. It is considered a mitzvah chaviva. It's a precious mitzvah. So since it's a precious mitzvah, we are more strict when it comes to Megillah reading. So what emerges from this, the Elio Rabbah, by the way, points out that might be another reason why we're a little more strict when it comes to Megillah reading, that since the person's been fasting all day, this only applies at night, since the person's been fasting all day, if we allow even a little te'ima, a little taste, then you might just continue eating. So we only allow te'ima if there's a great need. But if it's not a great need, you really shouldn't engage in te'ima, because since you've been fasting all day, you might engage in achila and eating, which is more problematic. But again, in general, we are more strict with Megillah reading than, let's say, other situations, let's say like davening Maariv, because this is a mitzvah chaviva. It's a very special, very precious mitzvah. And therefore, if there's a tzorech gadol, really a great need, so then you can have a little bit of food, a little bit of drink after the fast is over, then at Purim. If you're going to a later Megillah reading in the morning, you can taste a little bit if you're really, really hungry, and a cholek tzas, or if you're a little sick, or if it's difficult for you not to eat until you hear the Megillah, so then you can have a little bit of a te'ima. If you're very, then the Mishnah Berurah writes, he says that if someone's very weak and hashihia yazik lipriyaso, and waiting will harm your health, and you could lead to chol, you could lead to sickness, and a little bit of tasting food is not sufficient. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkatan Tazayin that it seems it's permitted to eat even like a full meal, but you should remind someone else to, you should ask someone else to remind you to recite the Megillah after you finish eating.